prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for the much-awaited Casual Friday. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good. Excuse me, I have to cough. Get that out of the way now. You know what today is, right?
Labor Day weekend coming
Yes.
up.
Yes, okay, Labor Day weekend is one of the things, but also we're giving away another Secret Word Contest prize. And it's $140 worth of Live On Labs products. And at the end of the show, we're going to do it live on the air. You're going to pick a number, and I'm going to go down the list and read out the name live.
Can I win?
Yes, you can, actually. Have you entered?
No.
Well, you got to play in order to win. Yeah. Why don't you? You know what? Email me now. And those of you who are listening live, you can still get in on it. Just email onair@superhumanradio.com when you hear the secret word on today's show. So that's the deadline is today. Okay, so we have lots of great stuff to talk about. There's always great stuff in the news that we can poke fun at, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is just turn on the radio, the computer, the television, and there's lots of things happening in this world.
Absolutely.
Just one thing I do want to mention, Kraft Singles has a recall right now.
I'm sorry. I have a piece of plastic stuck in my throat.
The recall is due to possible choking hazards. The packaging film affects 10 times as many cases as the company first thought it would.
So is the packaging film getting stuck to the cheese and people are eating it anyway with the packaging film on it? Is that what it is?
The company recalled 335,000 cases on Thursday because a thin strip of packaging film may stick to the slice after the wrapper has been taken off.
So not
taken
about,
off. So it's really you can't see it, especially if it's a young child or a kid.
Well, and also let's talk about this. So this is not real cheese. This is cheese food. So they wrap these things and squish them flat. And when you peel the stuff, the cheese is shiny.
Did you say cheese food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cheese. It's called a cheese food because it's only some amount of cheese. It's not real cheddar cheese.
Well, what's so frustrating is that they recalled 36,000 cases back in July for the same reason.
They didn't get it right.
No.
No. So what are they going to do? Do they have a solution? They're just going to recall everything for now.
I'm not sure. They said that they've received two new reports of customers choking. It disclosed three such reports in July and said it received seven other complaints about the packaging.
So if you have a young child and you buy those Kraft slices that are individually wrapped, don't give them to your kid.
Well, I don't think our audience is going to be eating this product anyway.
Well, some people probably do. You know, sometimes you buy these things because they're easy to unwrap in the car to give to the kids to snack on while you're driving because you figure it's healthier than, you know, the stuff that other alternatives.
What about the cheese sticks? Like, you can get organic cheese sticks like the ones I just gave your daughter.
So Sydney's away at college now, so she's living on the dorm. And so Elisa gave her a couple bags of these cheese sticks, but these are good cheese sticks. These are not your average cheese
sticks.
They're
not. No, they were all organic, and they have 6 grams of protein per cheese stick.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you eat dairy, some people don't eat dairy. There's controversy that it causes inflammation in the body or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But it's better than what she's eating. She's having a bagel and coffee in the morning.
For breakfast, yeah.
For breakfast. Yeah. So we gave her protein powder. She had a bullet that she wasn't using.
Yeah, right.
So we gave her protein powder and just, you know,
Bought her some almond milk. I bought her some berries. Bought her some good kefir so that she could make her own protein drinks in the morning.
So, you know, the cheese stick is a better alternative than bagels in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. But those cheese sticks are better. And do you know, did you get those at Trader Joe's, you said?
Yes, I did.
And that's a Trader Joe brand?
It was, yes, and it was organic, and it was in a blue package with black writing.
And they're not expensive,
writing.
Right?
No.
Mm-mm. So get those instead of Kraft. There you go.
Okay. While we're on the subject...
While we're solving the problems of the world, go ahead.
While we're on the subject of food, do you ever eat Slim Jims?
I used to love them when I was a kid.
I've never eaten one. I'm raising my hand here. I have never eaten a Slim Jim. Does that mean I'm square?
No, you probably just means you're healthier. I've never eaten a Slim Jim either. I've usually eaten several Slim Jims in one sitting. So when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, they didn't have Slim Jims. They had something called Chivies, Chives, which was basically the same thing as a Slim Jim. I used to love them. And then when Slim Jims came out, or when the stores that I was able to access as a young child, I'm talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, like Timmy's age. Then Slim Jims came out. Slim Jims came out with these really long Slim Jims. They were like 15 inches long.
Let me ask you a question. Is a Slim Jim considered jerky?
No.
No, it's not. Okay.
No, because jerky is generally whole meat.
Because there's a big move right now. A lot of paleo people are eating jerky, like beef jerky, turkey jerky, buffalo jerky.
There's a lot of, and even that area of food is now getting a lot of gray areas, no pun intended.
The meat's gray. The Slim Jim is gray until they put a red dye in
it. There you go. That's why I said, but okay, so here's the thing. So jerky has always been whole slices of beef, for instance, slow cooked and dehydrated over the course of hours so that it's quote unquote cured. So it's not going to go bad. And then you could just eat it whenever you want. But then jerky became pieces of meat and beef that were chopped, flaked, and formed, pressed into squares to look like whole pieces of beef. And that was still called jerky. Now jerky has taken on all sorts of different forms and recipes, and it's still called jerky. To me, beef jerky is slices of either like a steak or roast type beef, sliced thin. You can marinate it in some flavorings if you want, but then you dehydrate apples, you dehydrate it. And it's very easy to do in the oven. You set the oven on the lowest setting, like 160 degrees. You leave it open so that the air can get out. And you just let it drip, 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 drip on some sort of a pan below for 3 or 4 hours. You've got jerky.
Well, and if you don't want to turn your oven on, the dehydrators are not expensive. I mean, I bought one. I think I got it online at Amazon or something or Walmart, and it wasn't expensive.
So the dehydrators that we use, that you use to dehydrate apples and stuff like that, it takes 3 to 4 days to dehydrate beef. It's just not worth it. No, you put it in your oven. You set it on 160 degrees. You open the front door of the oven a few inches so the air can get out. You put a pan beneath the stuff on a rack so it can drip. And you leave it in there for about 3 or 4 hours. It's done.
Well, according to this article, which Wyatt Everhart sent to us. Thank you, Wyatt. Slim Jim contains soy, wheat, and corn.
Right.
Also high doses of salt. Right. It's got a ton of sodium.
And they do that to keep it from going bad, quite frankly.
You know, when the maker of the food is ConAgra, you have to question whether you should buy it or not.
That's a good one. When the maker of the food is ConAgra, you know it can't be good.
No. But the types of meat that Slim Jims are made from are the bottom three levels of beef: utility, cutter, and canner.
Mm-hmm.
ConAgra wouldn't tell this person who was writing the article what the meat filler was that was used.
Just based on them not telling you, that's enough to not make you want to buy it. How is this any different than not wanting you to know that there's GMO in your... I mean, if ConAgra won't say, here is our recipe for Slim Jim, I mean, they can keep the spices to themselves, just like KFC, but we should be able to tell what the filler is.
So the video that's here says that the beef base is made up of mechanically separated chicken.
The beef base is made of chicken.
This pink stuff that's used in chicken nuggets.
Pink slime.
Yeah.
No, it's not pink slime, but it's the stuff that we put on. We actually shared that post years ago.
And sodium nitrate.
Yeah.
That's what keeps the Slim Jims red as opposed to the gray coloring.
Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight again. The beef is made out of mechanically separated chicken.
Yes.
How do they get to call it beef then?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the FDA at work.
But really quick, I mentioned Walmart, which made me think of Con Santori. Did you want to tell the story that he told you?
Yeah, so Con messaged me last week. He was at Walmart, and he said Walmart carries grass-fed beef now. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no, it's a small section in the beef area. They have some different cuts of steak, and they have chopped meat in pounds under $6 a pound. That's really a good price. So he asked the guy who was in charge of the meat section. I guess he was putting stuff out. And Con had some questions about the grass-fed beef. Guy said, you're the first person who's asked me any questions about that. Nobody here cares about that stuff.
That's amazing to
me. So I said to Con, that's great, because as long as nobody cares about it, they'll keep the prices low, and you can take advantage of those low prices. He said he bought a couple steaks and some other stuff. I haven't heard whether or not. I think he did. I'll look. I think he did message me and say it tasted really good. But, I mean, how do you like that? I mean, Walmart's grass-fed beef. It's catching on.
It is catching on.
Only 10 years later.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. How about we take a break? And when we come back, we've got lots of good stories to talk about today. It's Casual Friday. And please stay tuned till the end of the show, because you may hear your name mentioned as the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. It's Casual Friday. TGICF. Thank God it's Casual Friday.
So I want to talk about Chris. Do you know Chris?
No. Like popping the Chris? Cristal? Champagne, you mean?
No.
Oh, because I know about popping the Chris.
Do
I know,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you, have you done that in a while?
Oh, I popped the Chris. No, not in a long time. Last bottle of Chris we had, you had with me.
So. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. We have to...
I'm not drinking alcohol right now, so I'm kind of boring on that front.
No, Chris the Sheep. Do you know who Chris the Sheep is?
No.
Chris the Sheep is an overgrown sheep. He was lost in Australia, scrubland, and they found him. He was shorn for the first time ever on Thursday.
Ever? Like, how old is he?
I don't know how old he is. They yielded 40 kilograms or 89 pounds of wool. The equivalent of 30 sweaters.
Look at the picture of him. You got to see the
and
picture.
And shedding almost half of his body weight. So this poor, he was actually a merino ram. That's merino wool.
Right.
He's been walking around with 89 pounds, 3 ounces of wool on his body.
That was half of his body weight. I bet you he's strong as a son of a gun while that stuff was growing.
One of the doctors says he's looking really good. He looks like a new man. He's now only weighs 97 pounds, and he's recovering at an animal refuge.
Okay, so
he's only half the weight he used to be.
When you look at him, what do you think of? From an evolutionary perspective, what do you see?
I see a big sheep.
I see an animal.
I see dead people.
I see dead people. I see an animal that is wearing an armor made of impenetrable
wool. Yes.
I mean, so now think about this from an evolutionary perspective. Imagine this sheep.
So he can't get eaten.
The wolves attack him. How can they bite him? They can't even get through that mess. It's like, that's unbelievable. The density of it. And plus, I see an animal that can withstand the coldest environment, which means that they can live up high in the mountains where it's really cold. This is an example. We shave these sheep so quickly, we don't realize this is an example of evolutionary drive. This is what has taken this animal that would have been preyed upon and made it virtually unattackable. I mean, unless they chew its legs off, you know what I mean? That's all they, you can't even see his face. His little nose is sticking out. His ears are barely sticking out. You can't get to his skull. You can't get to anything.
They said he's 5 or 6 years old, probably 5 or 6 years old.
Well, now think about this. So he's been out in the wild in New Zealand, you said?
Australia.
And they've got wild dogs there. They've got wolves. They've got bobcats. They got all sorts of animals out there. And he's lived for 6 years by himself, which means that I don't doubt that some animal probably tried to attack him and bit into that and couldn't get anywhere with it. That's amazing. I've never seen a sheep look like that, but this is what they must have looked like in prehistoric times, and this allowed them to survive. Amazing.
He had some, interestingly, they said that if he had been left in the wild, he could have died. He had some urine trapped in his fleece, and he suffered skin burns from it. I guess from the acidity and the sun burning on him. Yeah. I'm not sure. They had to do this under anesthetic because he was so stressed out from human contact.
Oh, yeah, because he hasn't had human contact in so many years. He's a wild animal now. That's pretty cool. Cool
yeah,
stuff right
really
there.
Really cool. So, anyway, meet Chris, everybody.
Chris.
All right. So you wanted to talk about sleep.
Yes.
Oh, wake up.
I am really into sleep again because sleep has been destroying my life or the lack thereof. I finally got rid of my CPAP machine and I'm sleeping better. The CPAP machine was going to kill me, but I discovered some things that I will talk about in the upcoming months if it works, not just for me, but for some other people that I think I can actually show people how to help reverse their snoring. I am sleeping good again. I had a great night's sleep last night. I feel great. The night before, not so good. The two nights before that, fantastic. But I can tell you, I've said it to you at home, right? This is going to kill me. Going for months and months and months, waking up every morning feeling like somebody hit you in the head with a sledgehammer, not being able to think, growing dependent on caffeine just to get through the day, which I had to abandon that as well. If you're not sleeping well, it's going to kill you. Now, let's talk about this research here.
Okay, so a recent study that just came out, it was published in the Journal of Brain Behavior and Immunity. The timing of our sleep is more important than previously thought, according to this new study. Shifting mice from their habitual sleep-wake schedule saw them get a poorer quality of sleep, even if they slept for the enough time.
8 hours.
For 8 hours,
right.
Yes.
So in other words, if you make them go to sleep late one day, early one day, late a couple days later, you start shifting their normal habitual sleep time, even though they're getting 8 hours of sleep, it still hurts them.
The shift also disrupted their immune response, leaving them susceptible to sickness. What they did was they injected the mice with lipopolysaccharides, a substance that can bring on non-contagious sickness.
Right.
And the unsettled mice demonstrated either blunted or overactive immune responses, implying their ability to fight illness had been thwarted.
Now, let's talk about this for a second. Two different things. Number one, this could mean that interrupted sleep patterns could be a part of the autoimmune disorder disease state, number one, okay, because it says that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Dr. Paul Jaminet, has talked for a long time about putting on blue blocker glasses at the same time every single night, indiscriminately, of the changes in season. Alex Leaf and I talked about this. And some people have said that's ridiculous because if it's getting lighter earlier or darker earlier, you're ignoring the natural changes in the day-night lengths of seasons. Now, think about when do people usually get sick? At the change of seasons, right? At the beginning of summer, people start getting some things. At the end of summer, people start getting some things. Okay, so the change in season brings a change in day-night length and the onset of day and night. This is seen, however you want to look at it, as at least a temporary interruption of normal sleep circadian rhythm for us who follow, you know, what time to get up in the morning and what and so on. So there may be some validity in Dr. Paul Jaminet's assertion that you should wear your blue blocker glasses every night at 8 o'clock, no matter whether the sun's going down or not, to keep yourself in exactly the same circadian rhythm year round and health.
It said that the study has implications for modern society where nighttime lighting, lengthening workdays, shift work, jet lag, and computer screens are thought to be responsible for throwing off the sleep-wake cycle.
Bingo. I mean, all these things that interrupt our sleep-wake cycle, they have to be paid attention to.
And just to, as a note, they were working with mice whose body clocks spawn approximately 24 hours, imitating that of our own.
Right. And so that's talking about interrupting sleep-wake cycles, but also lack of sleep plays a large role in the onset of illness as well.
Yes. So there was another study that came out, and it was published in the September issue of the Journal of Sleep, found that people who sleep 6 hours a night or less are four times more likely to get sick after being exposed to the cold virus.
Right, right. Again, so this is why people get sick on the change of seasons with the cold, because most people probably lose an hour or two of sleep. Don't forget, we have these stupid, spring forward, fall back routines because of modern business. What's the word I'm looking at? Industrialization. So there's another link to why people get sick at the changes in seasons.
It said the shorter amounts of sleep also seem to mess with the body's inflammatory response.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Because when I was having sleep problems at its worst and I was not getting enough sleep, I would hold water like the Hoover Dam. And that's from inflammation. That really is.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Just as a side note, I have invited the authors on of the first study we just talked about that was in the Brain Behavior and Immunity Journal.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll be able to ask them some of these questions directly. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we have lots more good stories. And don't forget, today we're announcing the latest winner of the Secret Word Contest. If you're listening to this podcast and it's weeks after, every week we announce the winner for that week. So this is kind of an incentive to get caught up on the shows, quite frankly. I just got an email from somebody today sending me last week's word, saying, I'm listening to Casual Friday of last week. Here's the secret word. And that prize has already been given away. So if you're listening to this podcast and it's a couple weeks old, that's the old secret word. We have a new one already. We change it every single week. So catch up with us. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned, immaculate.
Welcome back. So guess who was in town last night?
I know.
Yeah, you do know. Well, make believe you didn't know. Guess
okay.
who was in town last night?
Who?
Michael Schwartz from Michael's Naturopathic Products.
Really?
Yeah, he was in Kentucky speaking at two different venues the past couple days about cancer, about how to avoid cancer, how to cure cancer using natural supplements and lifestyle changes. Really, really good stuff. And so he said, hey, wait, Carl lives in Louisville. So he messaged me yesterday afternoon, and we got together last night and hung out at his hotel for a while.
And you guys were on Periscope for a while.
I told him about Periscope. He had never heard of it before. And I was like, and I was showing him. We were like going to watch other people's Periscope streams and stuff. And I says, watch this. And I set it up and activated it. And he and I was sitting at the table at the restaurant on Periscope. And, of course, it goes out on my Twitter. Peter Pangorius, like, was right there, bang. And I saw him, you know, he just signed in and so on. And a bunch of people signed in. And we were just kind of like, I was just showing him. And he said, this is amazing, because he lectures all over the country. And he said, so I could do a lecture from my desk at home and people can tune in? I said, yeah, as long as they knew the time and day and they have the Periscope app, absolutely. And actually, to watch Periscope, you don't even need the app. You can watch it on your computer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but you can't use Explorer for some reason, because I tried the other day. You can't. You have to use Chrome or Safari.
I can't imagine. I don't understand why anyone to this day is still using Internet Explorer. It is the most cumbersome, most awkward, most ridiculous browser in the world.
What do you use?
I use Chrome.
Well, So I guess I'm an idiot because I'm still using Explorer.
You didn't get the memo, I guess.
I guess I didn't because you can't. I tried and it said that you had to use Chrome or Safari, and there was one other.
Internet Explorer was the forerunner in browser technology, and then all of a sudden, they just said, we don't care about browsers anymore. We're going to make ours the most cumbersome, most hard to use, most unsophisticated browser and let everybody take over. And now Firefox and Chrome.
Firefox was the other one.
Yeah, Firefox and Chrome are just like, they're the best browsers out there.
I guess I'm behind the times as usual.
No, you're not. Bill Gates is. Next time we're in Seattle and we stop at his house, I'm going to have a talk with him about it.
Yeah. So the one thing I wanted to say about your Periscope video was, you showed it to me later in the evening, and I couldn't believe how good Michael looks.
Michael's in his 70s. He easily looks like he's maybe in his late 50s.
He looks amazing.
And I said to him, I says, my God, I can't believe you look so good. I says, what's your secret? He goes, I take my own supplements.
I couldn't believe how young he looked. You know who he reminded me was Glenn Campbell.
And that because of that angle and the iPhone lens maybe, mm-hmm, and the lighting and stuff, but Nida, and he's from South Philly, and I felt like I sat down with an old buddy of mine. I mean, we were talking about stuff from back in the day on the East Coast, and he's just a really, really, really cool guy. Really cool guy.
Lululemon is back in the news again. They are evidently coming out with some different types of leggings.
Right.
So they sent their customers and ambassadors info on how they would ideally like to feel in their yoga pants. Mm-hmm. And then they used that information to decide on the sensations that they would design for. And the result is five different categories that progress along a compression continuum.
Compression continuum. Is this a Spanx technology word?
It probably is, because it starts with relaxed, then naked, which I find odd because, you know, they had the seat. They were in the news before because you could see through their pant.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so the first was relaxed. The second is naked. The third is held in. The fourth is hugged. And the fifth is tight. So you can see the progression of compression.
Okay, so let's address them. So the first one is
relaxed.
Relaxed. So this is probably
yoga pant,
right?
That you do yoga in.
Yeah, they're thicker, but they're not squeezing you nearly as tight. They're just tight pants. Go ahead.
Naked.
Okay, so this is one. I think some of these are subjective to how your body and your body image is. So someone would say it makes me feel naked if they are uncomfortable about some part of their body, and they feel like, oh my God, now someone can actually see like my saddlebags or some other, you know, part of your body.
So I would assume the naked has, so the relaxed is loose fit.
Yes.
The naked has no compression, or very little.
No compression, but tight enough to see your natural form.
Yes.
That's my point. Right. Yeah. It's not reshaping you at this point. It's just following you, and you're like, oh my God, people are going to see that I have this little roll of flab here or something like, mm-hmm, that. Okay, good.
Okay, the next is held in. And I just want to read something.
But before you read it, let me make a guess. Held in probably makes you feel like your tummy is being flattened. Go ahead.
There's a pant called All the Right Places pant, which is a style that's in the held in category. It's zone compression and fabric paneling made for an incredibly flattering fit.
Mm-hmm.
But the compression was very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And this person who wrote the article said she was two levels below tight, but the compression was still very tight.
And that's because what they focus on are the problem areas for women, which will be the top of their thighs, their lower abdomen, and their butt. So they have extra paneling and extra fabric stitch in there so that it makes your body, your stomach flat, makes your butt more round, and makes your upper thighs thinner, so it feels.
So it's just like Spanx.
But it's Spanx with specific areas of spankability, if you will, where it's really tight just in these areas.
Well, I'd be concerned working out in those.
Yeah, I
would. With the compression like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want
The next one is hugged.
Mm-hmm. I would say this is a snug fit throughout the entire body.
And then the last one is tight.
And I would say that this is you choosing the wrong size of this compression garment. You're just wearing the wrong size.
She says here, I overheard a woman comment on how intense the compression was in the tight stuff, which is a tight category. Mm-hmm. And she said that she chose a pair at the very end of the spectrum and that she felt like a speed skater. She really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if that's the feel you want.
I think tight gives you additional support, not in the way we're talking about like keeping the fat in, but like probably makes you feel stronger in your legs because of the, it's almost like a sausage casing. So you have something that's actually called tissue leverage working for you. So when you bend your leg, because of the casing, your leg wants to bend straight back and straighten out. So well, I would imagine it gives people more of a bounce in their walk and they feel like, wow, I feel lighter in
these.
Well,
should you do squats in those?
Hell no, because it's tight around the knee. It's going to be tightest around the joints when they bend,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to actually cause blood flow restrictions.
That's
in
what
those.
That's what I would assume.
But I'm sure mm-hmm. that the average person, not thinking about that, thinks, "Wow, I feel like I could run in these. These are great." And it's because the garment is actually giving you more, not more muscle activation, but a greater support of muscle activation because of tissue leverage. I mean, this is the same concept in a bench shirt for a heavy bench presser. The sleeves are so tight that your arms, it's hard to bend your arms, so they naturally want to pop back out.
Do people use those?
Oh, yeah, in powerlifting, absolutely.
So yeah. How is this concept any different?
You're not training in it. You're just doing one lift in it.
Oh, I see.
You're not wearing it for an hour, like doing everything you do in it, which is what happened to that girl that was squatting. Remember, she was squatting in those skinny jeans, and then she ended up like destroying nerve endings.
Well, I was just getting ready to mention that story. So if she's wearing skinny jeans and she ends up with nerve damage, aren't these people going to as well?
Well, if they start doing deep body squats, absolutely. But if they're just walking in them and sitting down in them, when they sit down, they sit in them, they have to straighten their legs out.
If you're on an airplane flying on a long
flight. Forget about it. You got all the makings of a blood clot in your lower body.
Yes.
You're going to have a blood clot in your lower body.
They should wear the relaxed category.
Not to mention that those types of garments make you smell. They keep your body odor in. They make you sweat. They make you stink.
Do they?
Oh, my God. Take it from me. I know.
You have experience with
that? I have experience in this area. You look out the window and go, did the shrimp boats just pull up in front of the house? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world,
no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NVDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Go, 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 go. G-Unit in the mix.
G-Unit.
Go, go, go.
I don't know how 50 Cent has filed bankruptcy. He was involved in Smart Water. He had made so many great business moves, and I just can't believe that he's in financial trouble now. There's got to be more to that story. Anyway, getting back to the topics that we cover here on Casual Friday.
Did you want to talk about the Bluebird Botanicals?
Yeah, Bluebird Botanicals is a new sponsor. You should check them out. There's a lot of good research out there that you don't have to be ill to see the benefits and feel the benefits of CBD oil. In fact, it can actually keep you from getting ill. It's great stuff.
What would you use it for? And how would you use it?
You could use it before sleep. You can use it if you tend to be very high strung and you want to be more relaxed. You could use it for pain. It's supposed to have amazing, like if you're getting older like me, I mean, I have pains and aches and stuff like that, and I don't like to take anything for it. And when you use a CBD product, it interacts with the cannabinoid receptor, which is all throughout the body. That's different than using an analgesic or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. It suppresses pain through a different pathway
entirely. Topically?
No, you can take it orally.
Take it orally, okay.
I mean, there is evidence that it works topically. They have CBD topicals that are working for people who have like joint pain and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's anti-cancer. So if you do have cancer in the background, you think, yeah, I don't want to get cancer. I'm already taking melatonin at night. What else can I take? A little CBD oil would work.
And is it in an oil form?
It comes in a variety of different extracts and oils, yes. There's all different. If you go to the Bluebird Botanical website, and I think we have a coupon code on our website. I want to say it's SHR... 25, and it's 25% off. But it's if you go there, you'll see that it's in a variety of different forms. You can get. I think they even have topicals and patches and stuff like that.
Okay,
it's very good stuff. I just ordered some. I'm going to start using it. There's also some research being done on its ergogenic effects, using it before competitive events kind of gets you in the zone. It reduces your angst, your anxiety, the overstimulation that a lot of people get like freaked out about.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably would be good for people who have performance anxiety as well.
So I could use that.
It's pretty cool stuff. It really is.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Let's talk about the seven apps to help you avoid GMO and unhealthy products. First one is the one I would go to right away.
Yes, I need to thank Gordon Waddell. He posted this on my timeline. He's been posting a lot of good things. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
The first app is the Non-GMO Project Shopping Guide.
And we know who they are because they actually have their labels on non-GMO products out there. So they have an app that you can actually just scan the barcode and it tells you if there's any GMO components in it.
That's a really good one. I need to use that one.
I mean, I know there's six more, but to me, that's the one right there.
Well, I guess that's why it's
number one. Right.
The second one is boycott.
No, boycott.
No, it's buy.
No, that's how you spell boycott. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Go ahead. So it's boycott. Go ahead.
Maybe it's boycott. Who knows? It allows you to stay loyal to the companies you want to support with your shopping cash. It enables you to look up the ownership structure of any product and trace it all the way back to its parent company. It also offers a variety of contact data for companies and brands so you can easily inform them of your decision to support or avoid their products. This app is free.
That's a very cool one.
Also, the first one, the Non-GMO Project Shopping Guide, it's free as well.
Right. The next one is IPIT, IPIIT, the Food Ambassador. I have a hard time even spelling that one, so I don't know if I'd find it. This one is also free. The Food Ambassador by IPIT will guide you in the jungle of food products. IPIT is free service and will provide you with the right product information according to your preferences and interests. But once it learns what you like, it probably makes suggestions too. The app currently connects to a constantly growing product database with over 300,000 plus U.S. food products. The app requires you to create an account to save your preferences, favorite products, and access your information from anywhere. Again, the app is free.
Okay, I want to go back to boycott because boycott is B-O-Y-C-O-T-T.
Oh, is it really?
And boycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T.
You're right.
Okay.
I just checked it on Wikipedia. It says an anti-boycott or B-U-Y-C-O-T-T boycott. You're right. But it's the right way to spell boycott is B-O-Y-C-O-T-T.
Yes, boycott. To combine abstaining from. Yeah. So it's B-O-Y-C-O-T-T.
So right. So B-U-Y-C-O-T-T is the app, boycott. Okay.
Boycott.
Yeah. The next one is called Fruit Checker. You want to talk about that one?
You skipped one.
What did I miss?
You talked about that one already.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Confused there. Fruit Checker. Check the codes on fruits and vegetables to make sure you're getting what you pay for. Fruit Checker uses the PLU codes to tell you if the item is organic, conventionally grown, exactly what variety it is, and even sometimes where it is grown and if it's genetically modified.
See, now this one here I don't feel is as much of a value. And on top of that, it's 99 cents. If you look at the PLU code and it starts with 9, it's organic. If it starts with 8, it's GMO. But we know that they don't use the GMO designate. So you really just have to look at the 9 to know that it's organic. And if it is organic, it's also non-GMO. I don't see paying 99 cents for that. Because fruit and vegetables are easy to ascertain. It's the food that's processed and there are ingredients in it that we have no idea about that are the ones that are hard to decide on. And that's why I like the GMO project one.
And I also like that one I don't think is on here, the Environmental Working Group, Dirty Dozen and Clean 15. I use that. Next Nutrio.
And it's NXT Nutrio, Next Nutrio. Yeah.
And this one costs $2.99. It helps unsuspecting shoppers spot the numerous chemicals, additives, preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and flavor enhancers such as MSG, etc., hidden in many foods. It gives specific information about each ingredient listed on the package, explains exactly what the ingredients are and how they can affect one's health. Well, I guess that's good if you don't listen to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah.
GMO Checker helps you find products fit your diet and lifestyle by quickly identifying products that are organic, vegan, gluten-free, and GMO-free.
Again, I still like the first one.
This is $3.99. And the last one is Food Additives 2, which is also $3.99. You can fully search this application that lets you quickly and easily access the general information of 450-plus food additives. It's perfect for those foods, for those with food allergies or on restricted diets. I think that the GMO, the very first one, was the best one.
That's the one I would go for.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to download it because it appears...
The non-GMO project shopping guide.
It appears that you can just scan, from what it says here, that you can just scan the barcode on it and it tells you. Hmm. That's pretty cool. You know, if I was Monsanto, I'd come out with one of these and everything, like if you said, if you looked up aspartame, we'd say, no, aspartame is safe. Consume plenty of it. It's good for you.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We've got a couple really exciting stories for the second hour. What's the first one we're going to talk about?
I want to talk about a study that was just released September 1st.
Okay.
And it's a study in the British Medical Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about medical students and mental health problems.
Yeah, this is really good. Next time you're going to your doctor to
think
see your doctor, think
one.
About this one. This is really cool. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams
grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Don't forget, at the end of the show, we're going to announce the lucky winner of $140 worth of Livon Labs products. We got lots of great prizes coming up, too. Lots of great stuff. So you want to definitely pay attention to the commercial breaks for the secret word.
I have a correction.
Uh-oh.
I said the British Medical Journal the study was in. It was actually in the Student British Medical Journal. Over 80% of medical...
Yeah, you don't want to leave any words out with some of the people in the audience. No. They will kick your
they
ass.
They will jump all over me.
They will
me.
Kick your ass.
Over 80% of medical students with mental health issues feel they receive poor or only moderately adequate support from their medical schools.
Which, when you told me this, made me ask the question.
I said to Carl, what's wrong with this? What is wrong with this sentence? What is wrong with this statement?
Over 80% of medical students with mental health issues. How many medical students are there with mental health issues that we can break them down like 80% in one category and 20% in the other category?
So they did an online study, an online survey.
Right.
And of the 1,122 respondents, and these are in the UK, 30%, which represents 343, said they had experienced or received treatment for a mental health condition. And almost 15%, which represents 167, revealed that they had considered committing suicide while studying at medical school.
That is
shocking to me.
Hey, you go to your doc and you go, your doctor comes in and goes, you know, you got cancer, you got about 6 months to live. And you go, oh my God, what can I do, doc? And say, well, if you want to speed it up, you could just kill yourself. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what kind of motivation does your doctor have to take better care of you if he or she wants to kill themselves?
Look, I understand that medical school has to be extremely, extremely taxing on a person.
But I got news for you. You don't have to go. Nobody's twisting your arm
to become
a doctor.
But not only that, if they don't have the mental capacity to deal with that, how are they going to deal with patients who have cancer?
Right.
And they see people dying. How are they going to deal with that?
Yeah. No, this is a great point. I mean, you know, this, if nothing else, this elucidates something that we've been saying on this show forever. Just because somebody is a doctor, the majority of people put so much faith and trust in that person just because they have MD after their name. And the reality is, there are good doctors and there are bad doctors, just like there's good mechanics and bad mechanics. But unfortunately, most people don't have the gumption to question their physician because, again, they're doctors and they're the closest thing to God that we have on earth. Right? The American Medical Association worked very hard to make sure that doctors were perceived as the closest thing to God on earth. This is a huge mistake for people to allow that to guide the way they handle their relationship with their physician. A lot of people have died. I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, but I know somebody who just lost his mother, and he's a physician, okay? And he just lost his mother, and he knew what was wrong with her. And he told the doctor that was treating her what he thought was wrong with her, and the doctor dismissed it and said it was something else, and she ended up dying because of the reason that he told the physician that what he thought was wrong with her. Now, think about that. If you're a doctor and you have some pompous doctor that's handling your mother and you go, you know, I think you should be checking for this. And he goes, no, 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 it's not that. It's this. And then 2 weeks later, your mother dies for the reason that you pointed out that they should be looking at her. Now, imagine. And I said to him, I said, you know, what a malpractice. He goes, no, I can't sue the guy for malpractice because this is the standard of care today. He didn't do anything outside of what doctors do. He made a mistake. You know, it's like the line of decisions would, most people would look and say, well, he made a lot of, you know, logical decisions here. This is, you know, no one could know that it was that.
It was in line with what doctors do.
Yeah, it's the standard of care today.
Well, according to the editor of the Student BMJ, reasons behind the rates of mental health problems among medical students are complex. Students often have a relentless timetable of exams, as well as having to balance the emotional strain of seeing sick patients and uphold high professional standards. Well, then why are they in medical school?
Yeah, if they can't handle it.
If they know what they're getting into.
So, and I said to you,
and one more thing, the demands of the course can cause an over-competitive environment that can have a detrimental effect on the health of students. The world is competitive.
Right, right, right.
In every aspect, you know, let's just pick anything.
Airline pilot. So imagine that, and I asked you, look at any other job. These people would be washed out.
Airline pilots have people's lives in their hands
right.
every day.
And they're retested every 6 months for both their ability to handle emergency situations in the air. They do it in the simulator, but they're also tested every 6 months for their mental capacity. You know, if you're depressed, hey, you're not getting in that cockpit. I'm sorry. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that people – my brother-in-law was a federal marshal. And when my sister died, he went into a deep depression. And as a result of that deep depression, he developed some symptoms. They gave him time off. They said, look, you know, you just can't do this right now.
Well, if you're an airline pilot, you can't fly if you take antidepressants.
Is that right?
I think that's correct.
I would believe that. Yes. So this is my point.
I had a friend whose husband, a girl I used to work with, her husband was a pilot. And I think that he was later diagnosed, I think, with schizophrenia. But he couldn't fly anymore.
Right. Well, and that's what, to come full circle, my point is, why aren't these 343 people being washed out of the program? Hey, you just don't have what it takes. You know, it's the same thing as grades. If you don't have the grades, you don't get your diploma. If you don't have what it takes to be a doctor, then you don't get your diploma. Why aren't they being washed out?
What's concerning about this, and this is direct from the journal. What is concerning about this is that they're saying that this study is in line with previous studies. So it's not just this small study of students. It's in line with previous studies. A different study found that 15% of 557 respondents from two large UK medical schools had substantial levels of depression, and 52% reported substantial levels of anxiety.
What's wrong with this program?
And they're talking about how the schools need to do more to address these.
They need to do more
to filter
get these
out.
Yeah, get
filter
them, out.
Them out.
Get them out. Don't start treating them. Get them out. I mean, this and look, we've all heard stories about doctors that have done heinous things, and I know that they're the aberration of most doctors. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But like the doctor who was here in Kentucky. Wasn't it here in Kentucky that he was giving everybody chemotherapy, whether they had cancer or not? Was that here?
I think so. And then there was a big case down in London, Kentucky, where doctors were putting in heart stents in patients that didn't need them.
So these behaviors are directly tied to the way people process information. If a doctor feels, I'm not hurting anybody by giving them chemotherapy, chances are they probably have a psychological problem.
Well, and then I would be sure that you were talking about the God effect.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're narcissists and think that they can do these things because of who they are.
Yes,
don't get me wrong, it's not all doctors.
No.
It's just these ones that are putting in heart stents that aren't supposed to.
But if they started taking these 343 students and saying, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be able to continue on in your education because you don't meet the criteria for a physician. This is one of the criteria. You must be able to go to school. Now here's what they'll say. No, you know what they're going to say? So they'll say, well, then what's going to happen is these students just won't come forward and report their mental conditions. They'll just hide it and go through school. So the school needs to be more advanced in understanding the signs of someone who's having these psychological issues and weed them out. They should not be doctors. They could not be airline pilots. They could not be in any position where the lives and safety of other people are depending on them if they can't handle, they want to commit suicide because they're getting bad grades.
This person is saying it's crucial that students who have concerns about their health are able to make this known so that they can be provided with the necessary advice and support.
You know what? Yeah, and they can be prescribed antidepressants so that they can start out early with the mind-numbing effects of SSRIs. I mean, this is sad. This is sad on so many levels. It's unbelievable. It's sad for patients. It's sad for doctors. I mean, what's wrong with the educational process when it's so high pressure that people want to commit suicide? Think about that. And then what did you said something the other day. There's been some suicides, and you said, I wonder how many of them were on antidepressants.
We have had a lot of people that are friends of ours that have had friends that have died that are probably right around our age group.
Right.
There was
a girlfriend.
Like four just in the past few weeks.
And one of them was
and they all committed suicide.
And so Elisa
and I said, I wonder how many of them are on antidepressants.
And I told you I know of one for sure.
Well, I know because then I asked my friend Shauna, I said, was this person that just committed suicide last week, was she on antidepressants? And she said, yes.
Okay. An attorney of mine got on antidepressants when he was handling a case of mine, and the case went totally haywire because he wasn't dialed into his antidepressants. He just committed suicide this year.
A couple months ago.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have somebody who wants to commit suicide and because they're in medical school and the pressure's too much, and then you put them on antidepressants, I mean, this person should not be treating other people. That's it. They're washed out. I'm sorry. You know, life is not fair. We don't all get to be the thing that we dream of. They need to learn to cope, or they need to get out of the program. But this is nonsense. Next time you go to a doctor, think about this. I would ask them, hey, how'd you do in school? Did you want to commit suicide when you were in medical school? I'm just curious before I allow you to treat me. Now, I know there's a lot of physicians out there that are going to say, Carl, that's unfair. It's not unfair. I've often thought you should be able to go to your physician that's treating you and ask them what medications they take. I see HIPAA as not being protecting anything at that point. Because if I go to a doctor and he tells me I'm on statin drugs, I'm on high blood pressure medication, I'm on an anxiolytic drug, I'm taking an SSRI, I'm taking all these things, you know he's going to prescribe all those things for you. You may as well just say, well, just give them all to me now and save me the trip from coming back for visits in a year or two. I mean, a doctor who's using meds, he's going to prescribe meds. A doctor who has high blood pressure, he's overweight, he's obese, he's going to treat you the same way as he treats himself. But you can't. Can't ask your doctor. So before you prescribe this for me, are you on any of these things?
Well, and two, the other thing I have an issue with is you don't have enough time to ask doctors questions. They come in and give you a prescription and then that's
walk out.
Yeah.
I told you the story about when that doctor, he was a friend of mine. He prescribed the medication he gave me for my blood pressure wasn't working. So he gave me a little sample of something new.
Uh-huh.
And then he and I were talking about hockey because our sons played hockey together. And while we're talking, he reached into my top pocket where I put the sample, and he took the sample out and he opened it and he took the insert out and he put it in his pocket and he said, I'll read that later. So in other words, he gave me that prescription. without even reading the medical information, the drug information in it. He didn't know if it was it would interact. Some little cutie came into his office and said, if you're prescribing this drug for blood pressure and it's not working, then give them this too. And it was an afterthought. After he already told me to take it, let me read about it later. I threw it away as soon as I got in my car. I threw it out. I was like, I'm not taking this crap.
The last doctor that I saw, other than our doctor now, Dr. Andre, was a guy, and they asked me, I've said this before, they asked me what medications, and I said, I don't take medications, and I listed the supplements, and he told me that the supplements were a waste of my time.
Yeah. A waste of your time.
Yes.
He, by the way, lost his license to prescribe drugs recently.
Yes, he did.
I thought that was funny. You know, it's sad to say, but when the omnipotent gets knocked down, I think it's good. I think it's good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is probiotic.
Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I'll find it.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
I thought you wanted to talk about the 1 hour, the teenagers who spend 1 hour of extra screen time drags down their grades.
Yeah, and the more time they spend a day in front of the screen, the worse their grades are. This is a really interesting. I have a couple questions about this study. But it's important to discuss, especially for parents out there, because we've actually done shows about this sort of stuff. Like kids who stay up later to cram, they don't do better on tests. They do worse.
Teenagers who spend an extra hour a day surfing the internet, watching TV, or playing computer games risk performing two grades worse in exams than their peers who don't, which is according to research by British scientists. In a study of more than 800 students aged 14 and 15, researchers from Cambridge University found that physical activity had no effect on academic performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, this makes sense, but the question I would ask is, where are these students spending that extra hour or two? Is it late in the evening? Are
what
they staying
time of
up?
Day?
Yeah, are they staying up later? Or are they doing it earlier? Because kids study on the computer during the daytime. I mean, my daughter's in college now, and she's using a computer in every class.
I would have thought that physical activity would have had some effect on their academic performance.
I don't think so. I don't think so because I think that at that age, their cognitive abilities are really, really at 100%. I think if you're older, it does. So the kids who basically the kids who stayed on a screen-driven task for an additional 1 hour a day lost the equivalent of two grade levels. And the kids who stayed 2 hours a day lost an addition, almost three grade levels, 18 points lower. I mean, that's remarkable.
That's remarkable.
But you know what? I got a feeling it's at the end of the day. I think that these kids are watching television at the end of the day. They're playing on their computers at the end of the day. And there's a large contribution of memory consolidation and sleep that is being overlooked. It's not the screen as much as the fact that they're burning up time that they should be sleeping.
And the researchers found that the television came out as the most detrimental in terms of exam performance.
So when do kids watch TV?
At night.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, unsurprisingly, the results also showed that pupils doing an extra hour of daily homework and reading scored better, which makes sense.
Yeah. Consantori posted on my wall that the doctor was from Michigan, the doctor who was giving people chemotherapy that didn't have cancer. He got 45 years in prison. Bravo.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to have some psychological problems to do that to people. I mean, you can't. I mean, that's like hurting people on purpose to make money. I mean, that's terrible. So, yeah, Detroit. I mean, Michigan.
So I have an article here that I'd like to talk about. Plastic in 99% of seabirds by 2050.
How sad is this?
Researchers assessed how widespread the threat of plastic is for the world's seabirds, and they found the majority of seabird species have plastics in their gut.
And they can't get it out. They can't digest it. It just gets stuck there. These poor birds. It's so sad.
Nearly 60% of all seabird species have plastics in their gut.
Is it killing them?
I guess not if they're running around with plastic in their gut. In 1960, plastic was found in the stomach of less than 5% of individual seabirds, rising to 80% by 2010.
Nobody's paying attention to this. This is sad.
The researchers predict that the plastic ingestion will affect 99% of the world's seabird species, like I just said, by 2050.
And so now that's the next thing that we're going to start losing, seagulls. You'll be telling your grandkids.
You know,
I remember when we used to have seagulls.
Well, you know what I think about when, you know, we're talking about this, and I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist because I'm not. I'm the least of being a conspiracy
right.
theorist. But, you know, I've seen those movie Hunger Games, and it's like you wonder if the world is going to be, because in my mind, that's kind of out
where
there.
Where we're going. Yeah, where it's
but
anarchy.
It's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there. And it's like, well, if we don't have, I mean, we're butterflies are going to be gone soon.
Bees.
90% of the butterflies are already gone. The bees and now the birds. It's like, is it going to be like desolate and or is it going to be like, the Flintstones, you know?
Yeah. It's gonna, we're definitely.
I don't mean the Flintstones. What was that, the space cartoon where the.
The Jetsons?
The Jetsons,
where we
yes.
Have to, we mean, there are movies out there about leaving the planet. Remember the one with Matthew McConaughey? About because the Earth was unlivable, so they had to get off the planet?
Yes.
I mean, those things, we talk about those things, we write about those things, we see movies about those things because those are people who are projecting out, like, if we stay on this trajectory, these are the things that we're going to have to deal with someday. So, yeah. I mean, we're heading in that direction.
I mean, these birds are eating things that people are throwing out.
Yeah.
Sad. They found, I mean, like plastic bags, for example. You know, I think San Francisco has banned plastic bags, which is a huge thing in
right.
my mind.
Yeah.
They should ban them everywhere.
Go back to paper bags. But then, do you know how many trees are on the planet?
Well, why can't we just use the recycle bags?
You'll be shocked.
How many trees?
How many trees do you think are on the planet?
I have no
idea. They just found this out. They just assessed it.
I have no idea.
It may sound like a big number to you, but when you think about the entire globe, 3 trillion. 3 trillion trees. That's nothing. And we're losing trees every single day. The last thing, the deforestation of this planet is happening. I mean, it's not about populations either. It's not about, oh, our population is growing. That's not what it's about. It's about the purposeful consumption of things that people really don't need. It's just about what we're like piranha. We're eating through the planet as fast as we can. We have to have this. We have to have that. Oh, I got to have this. I have to have that.
People need to get back to their roots, you know, grow your own food. And it's crazy when somebody plants a garden in their yard and then they get arrested for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've talked about lots of stories about things like that.
That's why I always come back to this idea that where do you go? Where can you go? I mean, where could you move? Where could you live? Where is there a utopian environment where you could move to where people do things that are driven by sensibility? It doesn't exist anymore on this planet. We have to take a break. You know, and the joke of it all is we're worried about global warming here, right? If we stop emissions completely, we got rid of cars, we got rid of factories, we got rid of coal, what would we do about China? What would we do about, there's areas of Africa that are producing unbelievable amounts of emissions that are going into the air that are, unless the whole planet gets down with this, we're not going to do anything. It's like if you're in a room of 50 people smoking cigarettes and you say, I'm not going to smoke because I don't want to contribute to this cloud of smoke. It doesn't matter because the other 49 people are still smoking.
Well, and today I was reading about somebody posting some stuff about, again, making fun of people who say that GMO is bad.
Right.
And there was no mention of the pesticides that are sprayed on the GMOs.
Yeah. No, because these geniuses out there, and I know what you're talking about. These people are geniuses. It's all about they're right and everybody's wrong. Let's take a break. We can talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
great coffee. But do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Well, Welcome back.
You know, they're coming out with a new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, I saw that. It's gonna be cool.
It looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. You know, just to stay with the whole pesticide thing for a second. When people talk about genetically modified foods, they just talk about the GM process, the science behind genetic modification, which we still don't know. Even the geniuses that you're talking about who, you know...
Self-proclaimed as geniuses.
Yeah, you know, they know everything. They don't know. The greatest scientists in the world don't know. They are far from the greatest scientists in the world. But what they fail to realize is that these genetic modifications almost always are designed to allow the agricultural industry to spray more chemicals on these crops without killing them and by killing the weeds around them. It's estimated that over 1 billion pounds of pesticides, herbicides, insecticides are used every single year just in the U.S. These are having as big of an impact on climate change as fossil fuels. No one talks about this. When we're talking about global warming, when our president is out there talking about we got to get rid of coal, why isn't he talking about, and we also have to get rid of the use of pesticides? Because that's also destroying the atmosphere. No one talks about it. Why is that? I'm asking you.
I don't know. I guess that's a rhetorical question.
Well, it's not meant to be rhetorical. I want to understand why we think it's okay to destroy the environment one way, but not another. Why? What is it about our government that says this is okay, but that's not? I mean, it just baffles me.
Well, and didn't we read somewhere that the pesticide use probably is affecting climate change?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It is. The NRDC has come out with reports. Everybody's come out with reports saying that these chemicals are affecting climate change. But for some reason, those things get pushed to the side and we go after coal, which I'm not saying that coal isn't causing problems. I'm agreeing with that, too. But it's the old adage, you know, two people walk into a bank and hold up the bank, but you just arrest this guy and you tell that guy he can go home. Would anyone stand for that? Of course not.
Mm-mm.
So if we're going to clean up the planet, let's clean up the flipping planet. Let's do it all. Because just doing one thing is like my analogy about the 50 smokers and you deciding not to smoke and there's 49 people still smoking in the room. There's still a cloud of smoke there. So anyway.
Well, and then we also talked about when we were going into the break about the bees and the butterflies. And we talked about the birds. The neonicotinoids are killing off the birds as well.
Now the birds are dying.
Now the birds are dying.
Well, what about the people are dying from them? So just this morning, a family came home to a home that had just been sprayed
Terminex
by
had just
Terminex.
Sprayed. Mm-hmm.
The kids in the hospital with brain damage. And so then they said, this is nothing new. Another family
in July checked
into a hotel at a resort that had
in
just
the Virgin
been
Islands.
Yeah, had just been fumigated. And they ended up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So these chemicals aren't just hurting the birds and the bees, folks. They're hurting us, too. Now, whether or not they just make you feel crappy for a few days and you don't realize that that was what it was because your office building was sprayed on Monday and you showed up in work and didn't know that, or whether your kid is ending up in the hospital with brain damage and you're not putting it together that it was the Terminex guy that was just there the day before. This family happened to put it together. We continue to embrace chemicals.
Don't have your house sprayed.
Yeah. Really? Really? Okay. What do you want to talk about next? Do you have any? I know we kind of went off on the search for the pesticide information.
Well, do you want to talk about the non-celiac disease?
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Well, there was just an article that I saw that I found interesting because Peter Gibson, a professor at the gastroenterology at Monash University. He's the director of the GI unit there.
Mm-hmm.
He published a study back in 2011 that found gluten, a protein found in grains like wheat, rye, and barley, causes gastrointestinal disease
right.
in patients without celiac disease.
And Alex Leaf has even written an article about people with non-celiac responses to gluten, and he said unequivocally, gluten causes an inflammatory response in the body, in everybody's body, whether it bothers you or not.
Well, I guess he did another study, and he found that that first study was not correct.
His first study wasn't correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he went back and corrected it.
He wasn't satisfied with his first study. His research turned up no clues to what actually might be causing subjects' adverse reactions to gluten. And so he did another study, and basically he found out that his first study was wrong.
So what would you say, like just from an outsider's perspective, what would you say about that?
Maybe something went wrong with the second study,
Or which study was wrong? Okay, so in other words, you did two studies and you found conflicting information. So that means that both of those studies are canceled out, in my opinion. That's a push. I don't believe any of his studies now.
He said, in contrast to our first study, we could find absolutely no specific response to gluten.
Yeah. See, so...
So that's kind of like people...
But what I say to him is, none of his research counts. So see, the people who are for gluten are going to go and point at the study that showed that gluten's okay. The people who are against gluten are going to go and point at his original study that shows that gluten is harmful. I say you point at zero of his studies because... One of the rigors of research is reproducibility. If you do a study and you have an effect, it's one study, it's interesting, it has some plausibility. But until other scientists do similar studies and get the same effect, then the rigors of science have not been explored. It didn't do it over and over again. It's not reproducible. So what I say is both of his studies are BS. You don't count either of them. The first one and the second one cancel each other out. He needs to go and do a third study now. That's my opinion. I don't believe any of his research because he's doing something wrong on one of them. Otherwise, they would have been reproducible.
There was also an article by examine.com that said 10 nutrition myths that the media talks about. Mm-hmm. And the number one was that carbs are bad for you, including breads.
No, they said bread is that they went right for bread.
Right.
They said bread's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I supposed to say? That's their opinion. They are not the benchmark for scientific research, even though they present themselves that way. They're not the benchmark for scientific research. They're doing some research and they're putting out an opinion. And so you look at that opinion, you go, okay, this is an opinion. I'll consider it. But you can't make decisions based on it.
Well, then how come people, I guess it depends on what the person wants to be right. Like you said, if somebody wants to eat gluten, then they're going to say, see, examine.com said that it's okay.
Exactly. Look, science has become like religion today. Okay. And whatever you believe in to begin with will dictate the studies that you select to support your opinion. That's it. That really is it. That's what it's come down to. You know, there's studies out there that show that bread is not a good thing for you to eat because of the grain. The grain has components in it that cause inflammation. Some people may say yes, but in a healthy person, that inflammation is meaningless. So from their position, it's okay.
I guess you really have to do what works for your body.
This is why you have
to know your body.
This is why I espouse critical thinking. Your critical thinking will come to different conclusions than mine. What works for you may not work for me.
But the pesticide issue is real, and is killing off our butterflies and our bees and our birds, and people are ignoring that fact.
And it's hurting our health, and it's hurting the planet, and it's hurting everything.
There's a reason why that small town that my cousins live in, most of them have had cancer, because the ConAgra and Syngenta, and they're all there.
It's all corn.
And it's all corn, and
all
soy, all the pesticides.
And they're spraying that stuff constantly.
Yes.
Yeah, and everybody around there gets sick.
Yep.
You can't deny that. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got a couple more things to talk about, and we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NVDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back. Sorry it took so long. We were counting down to find our winner. We have a winner, but we're not telling you yet, so you have to keep listening.
Okay, just really quickly, I wanted to talk about Miami University.
In Oxford, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, that's really a great school. My son actually went to hockey camp there in Ohio. It's a fantastic school.
They've actually invested in a machine that can turn cafeteria food waste into water.
But yucky water. No, I get
it. Well, it turns it gray, and then they have to send it to the local treatment plant to have it purified.
How expensive is this to produce water?
Well, but the thing is they're using food waste, and we have so much food waste.
Yeah, we need to cut down on food waste.
We need to cut down on food waste. You know, they're talking about feeding the world, and that's why we need GMOs. Well, what about all the food that gets thrown out? And I just thought that this was interesting. They can take 100 pounds of food waste.
And make 16 ounces of water out of it.
And generate 10 gallons of water.
100 pounds.
Of food waste.
So that means that there's 10%. Wow, that's interesting.
And generate 10 gallons of water. The university Garden Commons dining hall adopted a low-touch method of food waste management, called it transfiguration. The waste travels through a garbage disposal and directly into a silver EnviroPure system, which churns away at leftovers. Naturally occurring bacteria in the food interacts with a proprietary additive called BioMix to accelerate decomposition, effectively masticating any form of organic waste, including chicken bones, meat, fruits, vegetables, coffee grinds, and eggshells, and out comes the gray water.
But then it still has to go to a treatment plant, so there's more money to invest in treating it then.
Well, yeah, but that water's just going to get thrown. I mean, that waste is just going to get thrown away. Yeah. So what, it just gets thrown away, or you turn it into water?
Well, I'd rather turn it into gold. If I could have, if I could find Rumpelstiltskin's darning wheel there, I can turn it into gold thread.
Well, maybe you can.
Yeah, there you go.
So you don't think that that's interesting?
Nah, I mean, you know, there's some of these things that are just kind of stupid. Like, okay, so you gotta, okay, so let's think it through.
You think this is stupid?
Yeah. You wanna know why?
Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, you'll need a huge plant to transport all your food waste to. I'm sure that there's a window of time in when the food is acceptable. In other words, if you let the food start rotting, it probably won't work. So you have to get the food from all these little restaurants and stuff to this location. So you have the expense of doing that. Then you have this big plant that's going to squeeze 10 gallons of water out of 100 pounds of food. Then it has to be sent to a water treatment plant. And then it's going to be turned into drinking water. It's going to cost you $15 a gallon. No, I find that there's better solutions to use that food with. Well, first of all, obviously don't waste it in the first place, but there's got to be better solutions.
The average college student generates 142 pounds of waste a year. Just one college student.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Okay. I'm thinking. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I got it. Okay.
So anyway, well, each to his own.
No, I just think it's a novel. It's novel. I don't think it's practical. That's all I'm saying. It's just not practical to turn it into water. Unless the planet was completely devoid of water, then we would be doing everything. We'd squeeze people to turn them into water. But, you know, until that happens.
Well, according to California, we are running out of water.
So, real quick, the FDA is looking at putting some tight guidelines on bulk powder sales of caffeine products.
Yes, they are.
And I kind of don't like any time the FDA does anything like this, but I got to be honest with you. Caffeine is a drug. And for some reason, it's a drug that we're cool with. I've been thinking a lot about caffeine since I have become decaffeinated Carl. So, when an old person goes to a hospital and they want to do a stress test, they inject them. They give them an injectable stress test. They inject them with something that speeds up their heart rate and causes all these types of stress responses so that they can see if their heart is strong, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can cause stress through chemical. It doesn't have to be through exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just stay with me on this.
I am.
Okay, so when you are under stress, your heart races, the fight or flight mechanism kicks in, you're ultra alert, there's blood vessels that constrict in the periphery to keep blood closer to the organs because you're about to run for your life. This whole response is the same thing that happens when you use caffeine. Okay?
But how much caffeine?
Even small amounts of caffeine kick up the stress response in your body. They increase cortisol production. They increase heart rate. It increases body temperature. All the things that we think are good.
According to a video from the a new ASAP science video, it takes 70 cups of coffee to kill you.
Okay, and an average cup of coffee probably has 40 or 50 grams of caffeine in it.
Unless it's Starbucks.
No, but that's not a cup. That's a, that's 16 ounces. That's a cup is 4 ounces. But the point is so 35 cups of the small Starbucks coffee will kill you.
Well, okay, so what about this? When I was at the gym yesterday, Ed Rusher, the guy that's been on the show before, he told me that someone who was 41 years old was on the treadmill. He had drank a lot of coffee, and he'd taken a pre-workout supplement, and he had a heart attack.
Yeah, this is my point. So getting back to this, if you agree that stress kills, stress shortens lives, and stress is unhealthy, then caffeine is chemical stress.
So as I drink my green tea.
Well, that's 18 milligrams of caffeine in there.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that this love affair with caffeine that we have is actually a love affair with applying chemical stress to our bodies. And it's going to take its toll on people. There's no doubt about it. It took its toll on me. Look at what I was becoming with an average of 1,000 milligrams a day of caffeine.
I don't know how you could stand that.
Well, it was hard to get off of it too.
So you agree with this?
Well,
They sent letters to, I think it was 5 different companies. 3 of the companies have responded and said that they are no longer in business, and 2 have not responded.
Yeah, I just think that overconsumption of caffeine is a stupid thing, and we shouldn't treat it like, oh, it's no big deal, because it is. It's chemical stress. All right, so we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest, and the winner will receive $140 worth of Live On Labs products. They're going to get a box of lipospheric glutathione, a box of lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid, and a box of lipospheric vitamin C. They're 3 most popular products.
I love the vitamin C and the R-alpha.
And I take 3 glutathione a day now.
Do you?
Yeah, until I get all my amalgam out of my mouth.
Okay, so the winner is.
You could. Oh, you know what?
Hold on.
Where is it? Here we go. Hold on. Ready? Here we go. Who is it?
Carla Dixon,
wherever you are, if you're listening live, we will be sending you an email because we need your mailing address to get this stuff to you.
Yes, we do.
And next week we will have a completely new surprise for the Secret Word Contest and a new word. If you're listening to this show, and today is September 4th, and you're listening to it September 15th, don't mail the word in that you've heard because it's already old. You got to listen to it in a more current fashion. That's all I can say. But anyway, Carla Dixon, congratulations, and thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Thank you to everybody for listening. Don't give up. You could still win. We got a Secret Word Contest every single week, 52 weeks a year. That means there's 52 winners out there. Maybe we'll even double some of these things up and have 2 or 3 words, 2 or 3 winners for some of these things.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking we need to do. All right, so listen, thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. We have great shows planned for next week. I hope you can tune in.
And Monday, there's no show because it's Labor Day.
Yes, it's Labor Day. I'm going into labor Monday and delivering a baby. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Drink coffee, but